and a new drama series.
What would you do if your house disappeared?
Do you know what happened to my house?
Neville, it'd be better if you didn't ask questions about that.
An astonishing true story.
I sort of felt I came up against a stone wall.
Houses don't disappear.
Nobody's seen nothing.
Somebody must be responsible.
The House That Vanished, dramatised by Jan Carson and presented by me, Siobhan McSweeney.
How am I ever going to get to the truth if nobody will tell me what happened?
Next Monday to Friday afternoon at 2:15 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now on Radio 4, Tony plans a big surprise for Imogen on their weekend break. And with the house to themselves, the boys decide to throw a party.
How many times a day do they need to eat?
Twice a day. But he's a real greedy guts. Left to his own devices, he'd be a very fat boy, wouldn't you, Kenneth?
What does he eat?
Well, anything given half a chance.
Can it change colours?
No, that's a chameleon. This is a bearded dragon.
I saw a video on Instagram where one of them eats an ostrich.
Really? A couple of locusts last him a week.
Yeah, I suppose. Domesticated one though, innit?
Right. Oh, no. What have I told you about not having your mini dinosaur in the kitchen?
I think you've answered your own question there, Mother.
Well, take it back to your room. It's unhygienic and, oh yeah, he creeps me out.
Who? Ashley?
Oi.
Rebecca doesn't like me leaving him in my bedroom when she's alone in there.
Who? Ashley?
No, Dad, Kenneth.
Oh, that chameleon.
It's a bearded dragon.
Yeah, whatever. It belongs in the rainforest, not in the kitchen.
The outback.
Eh?
The outback. Bearded dragons are from Australia.
Bloody things travel more than I have.
So, Rebecca stayed over again then?
Yeah.
Think she might be the one?
Well, she's been the only one.
What? No, I've had other girlfriends. Well, I've had another girlfriend.
Celia Squires. Oh, he was 8 and he was too scared to go up the ladder to her treehouse and he used to stand at the bottom, calling up to her.
We were playing Romeo and Juliet.
Well, is that like Kiss Chase?
It's the world's most famous tragedy.
No, you're the world's most famous tragedy.
Right, darling.
Yes?
Sorry, this darling. I'm just getting the last bits together in my case. Can you at least tell me where we're going?
Case? I'm just saying, carry on. You don't need a whole case.
Yes, I do, because I want to take more than 2 pairs of pants and a copy of Das Kapital.
Why? We're only going for 2 nights.
Yes, but Vienna might be a bit nippy. Marrakesh could obviously be warm.
Well, it's neither of those.
Prague?
No.
Budapest?
No.
San Sebastian?
No. Stop trying to spoil the surprise.
I'm just excited and I want to know what to pack.
Well, whatever it is, you better do it quickly. The cab's going to be here soon.
Barcelona.
No! Can I have a word, son?
This sounds a bit serious. I'm going to take Rebecca her morning coffee.
And I'm going to pack blind.
Is this about the missing rug?
Hey, no, I need to talk to you, father to son.
I know how babies are made.
Yeah, no, that's not what I want to talk to you about. Look, you like living here, don't you?
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, right, and that's good, right?
Yeah, Dad, what's this about?
And listen, I want you to know, nothing's going to change, right? You're still my son.
Am I adopted?
No! Well, nearly, but I told your mum that she'd regret it.
The thing in her life I could have had.
Son, right, I love you and...
Are you dying?
No, I'm not dying. That's a bit odd, isn't it, that you say that matter of fact?
Well, what is it then?
Right, I wanted to tell you first. Get your blessing, right?
Dad, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, I'm going to ask Imogen to marry me.
I thought you were already married.
Hey, if we were married, we'd have had a wedding. And you'd have been there.
You could have snuck off to Vegas and done it.
But when? And why wouldn't I have told you?
Yeah, I thought it was a bit rude, actually.
Look, what do you think of this?
A tiny box.
But look what's in it.
Right.
22 carat.
Nice.
That's it, nice?
Nice.
You described the goal you scored on your FIFA game as sensational, and this is only nice?
What if she says no?
Why would you say that?
Well, we have to move out, because think how awkward it would be.
Oh, she's not going to say no.
When are you going to ask her?
Tonight, I'm going to pick up a bottle of fizz, then pop the cork, pop the question. I've got a great deal on this lovely hotel.
Aren't you supposed to do it up the Eiffel Tower or something?
We're not going to Paris.
Well, where are you going?
Oh, don't you start.
Right.
Don't you knock.
No, not in my own house. I'm ready. Give me your passport.
Why?
Because you lose your keys and your phone every 5 minutes. Come on, where's the cab?
Pass me that knife.
In case she says no.
No, I'm making a sandwich. I'm not paying the bloody airport prices.
Morning.
Oh, morning, Rebecca.
Want me to make you some breakfast?
Oh, yes, please. You're looking forward to your holiday?
Yeah, if we make the flight.
All right, I'm coming.
Where are you going?
Ah! A bloody lizard just tried to bite my sandwich!
You did, dragon.
Come on!
Behave yourselves, you two. Call us if there's any problems.
Or just don't, and we'll find out when we get back.
Everything will be golden.
Bye, love.
Oh, hello there. Oh, someone's off on holiday. Anyway, nice.
Oh, well, I don't know where we're going, because Tony's surprising me. Oh, that's nice. Remember when you used to surprise me, Nigel?
Yeah, I did, didn't I, sweetheart? But now I seem to mostly just disappoint you.
Yeah.
Right, we'd better be off. The taxi driver's looking impatient.
Oh, Nigel would have taken you to the airport, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's no worries. You can pick us up.
Oh, lads, I'd love to, but, you know, I'm busy.
You don't know when we're coming back.
Oh, I'm up to my eyes for the next 11 months, I'm afraid. What with the...
Right. See you soon.
Oh.
See ya.
Don't kiss any camels. Watch out for the bloody EU.
Nigel.
This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, because Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone.
See, we didn't have to rush after all.
Rotterdam.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly would never have guessed Rotterdam.
Yeah. The only place you didn't guess, yeah. Right?
Okay, well, I'm going to grab a bottle of water from W.H. Smith. Huh? Do you want anything?
No, not at their prices. It's corporate monopoly robbery once you get airside, isn't it?
I'll get you a scotch egg.
Yeah.
My treat.
Yeah, costs more than a Fabergé in there.
Do you think there's enough food?
Yeah, it'll be fine. There's a bit of me that wishes it was just us this weekend with the place to ourselves.
Really? You don't want to see your friends?
Yeah, but... Well, it feels like we haven't spent much time together lately.
I've stayed here 3 times this week.
Yeah, so the majority of the week you weren't here.
Oh, class, I'm starving. Oh my God, that's rank.
Hey, it's for the party.
What is it? It's disgusting.
It's vegan cheese.
Why do you always have to make some lame version of our food? It's cultural appropriation.
Okay, that'll be Sarah.
Who's Sarah?
Rebecca's friend.
She's single?
She's into maturer guys.
So I should lie about my age?
You'd need to lie about your age, your IQ, your hobbies, and your voting history.
Is she fit?
She's very nice.
That's the thing, she has to be because she's ugly.
You've not quite got a grasp on third wave feminism yet, have you? Although, speaking as a third wave feminist, she is pretty slamming
class.
It wasn't Sarah, it was...
Stefan! Glad you could make it.
Evening, gentlemen.
Why is he here?
Charming.
Charming.
That wasn't very mature.
Ah, my mate's here.
Where's this girl you were telling me about?
Sarah.
Don't need to know her name, just location and insecurities.
She generally doesn't go for guys under 5'7".
Well then, let me be the exception to the rule.
Yo, people, this is Marcus and Kev.
Hey, thanks for having us over.
Yeah, here's a little thank you in the form of champagne.
Oh, guys, that is lovely.
That is Prosecco.
Well, it's all fizzy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the thought that counts.
Do you bring anything, Stefan?
Just my good looks and dazzling charm.
For as much. No champagne for him.
No champagne for anyone, because that's not champagne.
This is a nice place you got.
Oh, thank you.
Yo, what TV is that?
I'm not sure. Been there for years.
That thing is old.
Yeah, it's not the most modern.
You should really upgrade it.
Yeah, to one that's got colour.
This is from Neolithic times.
Ash, turn it on. I want to watch some cave paintings, bro.
I think you'll find Neolithic and the Stone Age a separate period.
Guys, you spent all your budget on the house and left nothing for the audio visuals.
I love the way you guys all talk to each other.
What do you mean, you guys?
You know.
Nah, I don't.
No, you do.
Bro, I don't.
Yes, that's it, bro. And mandem, jocking and jiving, you know, jazz talk.
Yo, did he just say jocking and jiving?
Bro, that was some 90s, 50s racism.
His racism's still more modern than that, TV, you know.
Stefan, I think there's someone else at the door. Do you mind going to have a look?
Sure, brother.
I can only apologise, gentlemen.
Carl, don't even worry about it.
You have every right to be furious. I'll have a word with him.
He's just uneducated.
Actually, he's extremely well-educated, but that's not acceptable. I actually went to see Stormzy once.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
Can I get either of you a drink or some food?
Do you know what? A beer would be great.
A beer?
I have to be careful with beer. I'm vegan.
We know, man. You tell everyone.
Well, that's fine, because actually, everything you see is vegan-friendly.
What Krista does?
Salt and vinegar.
Kettle?
The best kind.
They ain't vegan.
What?
Has whey. Easy beginner's mistake.
I'm not a beginner. Why can't I have whey?
It's protein derived from milk.
Crikey.
And that red wine got isinglass in it. Basically fish bladders.
Where did you learn all this?
In prison.
A hostel.
Definitely said hotel on the webpage.
Well, at least if we don't like our bunk beds, we've got another 16 to choose from.
I haven't even made them.
Actually, it reminds me of when I went backpacking.
All right. Where's my rucksack?
Damn, it's on your back.
Oh, yeah. Right, let's have a quick drink, and then we can go for a lovely walk and get some dinner, right?
Since when did you drink champagne?
I drink champagne.
You really are making an effort, aren't you? Paper cups. Classy.
Yeah, I asked for glasses at reception, but they've all been broken. Oh, and someone's nicked the table tennis net, apparently.
Even classier.
I can't believe we've been together a year already.
I know.
And you make me so happy.
Well, that's a lovely thing to say.
Right, and the only thing that would make me happier
is... Hello, my name is Gabriel. Pleased to meet you. I'm your roommate. You choose your beds already, I'm probably going to go over here.
Sorry, what would make you happier?
Don't worry, should we go out?
Ashley, this is Sarah. Sarah Ashley.
Hi.
Good evening.
Rebecca, can you pop out and grab some more crisps?
Excuse me?
And wine. Without it in glass.
Mm-hmm. This is a lovely house.
Yeah, it is. You like houses?
Sure.
Houses are cool.
So, what do you like to do then, Ashley?
Mainly, I suppose, I like to have a mug of coffee and read a good book by the fire.
Oh, right. Have you read anything good recently?
Enough about me. I'm more of a listener. What do you do?
I'm studying law.
Oh, man, everyone here's studying.
Oh, did you go to university?
Yeah, I went to the University of Life, where I got a PhD.
Oh. How old are you?
20 and a half. Nearly 21.
Oh. Hello, you must be Sarah.
Yes, and you are...
Stefan, pleasure. Your hair, it's so long, it's like a horse's mane.
Is that a good thing?
So what do you do, Sarah? Dressage or racing?
No, I'm actually studying law.
How amazing.
I love law more than him.
What kind of law do you love?
Like crime stuff.
Oh, criminal law.
Yeah, did you know that if you get caught with a spliff in your left hand, police legally can't arrest you?
Jesus Christ.
Swear to God, ask Kev.
I don't think that's true.
I'll prove it. Yo, Kev!
It's fine.
Kevin!
Really?
No, I'll prove it. Kev!
Yo, what?
Was it Dan's brother who beat that case?
Because he was holding a spliff in his left hand.
Yeah, that the one.
Nah, he got a fine and a suspended sentence, innit?
Well, see, I think the judge has got it wrong there.
Blimey, it's heaving! Is there something going on here?
Yeah, it's rammed, isn't it?
Oh, that bridge and the skyline, it's so pretty. Tony, this was such a brilliant place to come.
Oh, you like it?
I love it, and I love you.
Oh, love you too.
It's beautiful. Hang on, what are you doing?
I can't believe we've been together a year already.
Oh, Tony. It's a Black Lives Matter protest.
Hey?
But do you think you should be taking the knee with your back?
No, I've gone down on one knee.
Yes, my friend. Solidarity.
Oh, hey. Look, everybody's taking the knee.
Oh, right. Yeah, they are.
You can't go anywhere without leading a protest.
Take the power back.
Apart from the wine and the fake cheeses, this is a good party. Some of your mates are actually all right, Gid.
Yes, mate.
Some of them.
Just picked up. They're called Jiminy Cricket. Look, they actually look like cricket. They're supposed to be amazing. You in?
Yes, bloody please.
Whole or half?
Oh, well, whole. I'm not in Franco House.
What's this?
Well, at school, we named all the houses after military dictators. What did you have at school?
We didn't have houses. It was just year 7 to 11.
You want in?
In.
Pills.
Nah, I'm cool. I never had you down as a type.
Mm-hmm. You kidding me? Gid here was known as the Pez dispenser. Double dropped before a Latin exam.
Sorry, are you guys doing pills?
Oh, we are. This square isn't.
Oh, don't want to ruin your book later.
Becca's in. Will you be joining us?
Of course.
Aren't you training to be a lawyer?
Oh, don't worry. I'll take it with my left hand.
What if it's cut with something?
It's not going to be cut with anything. You're with me. You're in a safe place. You'll be fine.
I don't know.
The worst that's going to happen is you're just going to get cuddly and a bit intimate.
Oh, God, yeah. I get really cuddly.
I suppose, you know, you're never too old to try something new.
Yes, mate.
Cool. Here we go.
Guys, there's some old man at the door.
What?
Hide the stuff.
Calm down, out, Mark.
Let me go and find out who this is.
Oh, at last. Gideon.
Oh, hello, Nigel.
What can I help you with?
We all love a soiree as much as the next man, but this will be wrapping up soon, won't it?
Well, the thing...
Oh, what does he want?
Oi, I beg your pardon.
Let me deal with this, Ashley.
What's your tone, young man?
What's your wife through the curtain? She never closes.
Oi, now listen, you little chap. I've seen you.
As you go, I think Sarah's calling you about something. What are you popping for a glass of wine?
No, thank you. I don't think so.
Come on, just a quick one. Be nice to catch up.
Well, Tamsin's got a spin class first thing in the morning.
Yeah, but you haven't, though. No spinning for Nige. And Stefan's already here. Come on.
Well, okay. Just a quick nightcap. Tamsin always counts the bottles in the recycling.
Oh, she does. Well, nobody counts ours. What can I get you?
See, I think if everyone was nicer, then the world would just be better.
Someone's playing cricket.
Yeah.
No more wars, no more fights, just love, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a bit more complex, but I get your point.
You have the most fascinating eyes.
Thanks. Yours are also quite nice.
I was talking to Sarah.
Oh, so was I.
You're very sweaty.
I think you're sweet as well.
No, I said sweaty.
Say, do you want to see my lizard?
I beg your pardon.
It's not his lizard. You'd be showing her my lizard.
Okay, I don't know what you guys are into when you're high, but I don't want to be part of it.
He means Kenneth. He's not a lizard, he's a bearded dragon.
I'll go and get him.
No, don't.
He'll love all of this.
What part of a sesh do you think a bearded dragon would enjoy?
The vibes.
I'd like to see him.
Everyone would. I'm going to get him.
My friend, I still think you are better off staying in the centre.
No, thank you. Stitched in dock, please, on the south side.
Do you have business there?
No, sadly not. No, we're going to sense the atmosphere of the Great Strike. I expect people talk about it a lot here, do they?
No, never.
9 weeks they stayed out. It changed the whole balance of power in the industry. There was support from dockers all over Europe. Belgium, Germany, Britain.
Austria.
Austria's landlocked, isn't it?
Yeah, that's how strong the union was.
Is this a Neue Benenweg?
Yes, very sad, very depressed area.
Oh, perfect. Anywhere here, please, mate.
My friend, please don't get out. This place is not safe.
Oh, look, there's a man over there with no trousers shouting at a fox.
It's the proletarian area. It's important to see, isn't it, when holidaying?
No.
Oh, it'll be fine. Can't be worse than Croydon.
It easily could be.
You know Slavoj Žižek? Well, he says that it's very important to fulfil the Marxist duty when visiting foreign countries.
What?
You have to experience the poor areas before you can truly enjoy the tourist places.
That is insane.
A few years ago, when I took Ashley and his mum to Thailand, we made sure that we spent a morning in the shanty town and then we could enjoy the water park in the afternoon.
Please, sir, I don't like being in this place.
I'm going to walk down to that burnt car and back, and then to the docks.
Okay, but I'm locking the door.
See, it's fine.
Your husband, he's crazy.
Yeah, he's not my husband.
My bag! My kid's got my bag!
Oh, my God.
Get after him!
I drive taxi. I'm not John Wick.
Okay, so the passports are at the hotel. Where's your phone and wallet?
They're in my pocket, but it's not there, is it? The bag!
The bag! So all they've got is your bag and a scotch egg.
But I love that bag!
Look, we can get you a new bag. Just get in here!
You're lucky he was just a snatch and grab, you know?
I wasn't lucky! This is an awful place! It should be napalm bag-stealing bastards!
Well, consider it having fulfilled your Marxist duty.
Gideon seems nice.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he is.
But...
No buts. He's lovely. And we get on great. But...
I thought there were no buts.
Oh, he's just a bit full on.
In what way?
I'm not sure if he's had a proper relationship before.
Shut up.
Seriously. He's just so clingy.
Yeah, how clingy?
Like there. Like a Labrador.
Oh.
Yeah, like a baby Labrador panting and...
Sniffing bottoms.
Right up there.
Ooh, that's a bit much.
Yeah, I think it's just too much into me.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So no need to buy a hat just yet?
Oh, God, don't. I wouldn't be surprised if he did propose.
No.
Awkward.
Where's Kenneth?
Who's Kenneth?
The bearded dragon. He's there.
What's he doing down on the coffee table?
Dunno. Probably just taking it all in.
Well, there's a lot to take in.
Do you think lizards have a concept of social construct?
Oh.
Like a hierarchy of friendship?
Well,
Well, no, probably not, but ask yourself, do we have any concept of a lizard's social rules?
Oh. Kenneth!
He doesn't look right!
Maybe we don't look right to him.
Yeah. He's not moving! What have you done to him?
I haven't done anything.
Well, he's certainly not his usual bearded self.
You okay?
But Kenneth is ill.
Oh, has he eaten something?
No, we fed him at lunchtime and... Oh, no, 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 no!
What?
He might have had one of those Jiminy Crickets, thinking it was a bug.
Oh, God. We need to get him to a vet.
We can't. He's on my mum's insurance. They'll ring her and she'll know what we've been up to.
Well, what are we going to do? We can't just let him die.
I told you not to bring him out.
Oh, sorry. I don't think he'll join the party like that.
Yo, what's going on?
Kenneth's eating a pill.
My God.
He's going to die.
Wait. Hold on. Marcus?
Yo, what's up with him?
Lizard's dying. You still got an uncle?
Yeah, let me call him.
Who's his uncle?
He was a vet. Lives about 20 minute drive away from here.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
But has he looked after bearded dragons before?
Hey, man, he's done everything. Dogs, lizards, you name it.
A gibbon.
Yep.
East African hornet.
No, I don't think so.
Is he fully licensed?
No, that's thousands. He used to do backstreet abortions for greyhounds, though.
What?
Yeah, man, got out of it a few years back. What's our laundrette now?
I'm not putting Kenneth's life in the hands of an amateur.
I don't think we have any other choice.
Oh, God. Okay, please ask him.
No problem.
I'm sure this guy is very good.
Hey, uncle. It's Marcus. Your nephew. No, not the one you glossed. Listen, I need your help.
This place is gorgeous. Where did you hear about it?
Well, I just typed nice restaurants in Rotterdam into Google and there it was. It was on this brilliant website called TripAdvisor.
What did it say about the hotel?
Yeah, I should have looked that up as well, shouldn't I? I didn't know it had hotels on there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You having a nice time, sweetheart?
Well, apart from the ratty hostel and the robbery, it's been perfect.
I'm sorry about all that.
No, don't be silly. I'm having a great time. So, what is this place?
Well, it said it's a classic Dutch-Norwegian restaurant and that you could almost taste the foam from the North Sea.
It's brilliantly quirky. Can you imagine bringing your mum here?
Oh, no. She'd ask, do Dutch-Norwegians do omelette and peas?
She'd be the same if we took her to a coffee shop. Oh, no. All these spliffs look a bit spicy for me. Have you got omelette and peas?
And then she'd go to the red light district. Oh, the prostitutes are a bit rich. Do you think they do omelette and peas?
Wonder if that mugger will leave a review on TripAdvisor. The Scotch egg was classic and you could almost taste W.H. Smith's at Heathrow.
Oh, Imogen, I really needed that bag.
We can get you a better bag.
No, it wasn't the bag. It was what was in the bag. Right, Imogen, I need to tell you something. I need to ask you something, right? This last year has been the greatest year.
Good evening, sir, madam. May we offer you a drink this evening? We have a wide selection of beers. May I recommend a fruity beer that combines the thrill of downhill skiing with the flat fields of the Netherlands? It's called Slee Weg Hier Niet, which means the sledge doesn't work here.
Yeah, that sounds great, mate. Yeah.
Would you like a milder Slee Weg Hier Niet?
Mate, I'll just have whatever you bring us.
And right. For madam, what would you like?
I haven't really looked yet.
She'll have a male bit.
No, I haven't looked yet.
Yeah, but wherever we go, you have a look and then you have a male bit.
I do not. But what male bit do you have?
We have an excellent OP 2017.
Oh, lovely.
As I was saying, this last year has been the greatest...
And will you be dining with us?
Hold on there, Kenneth. You've got so much to give.
Yo, this is my Uncle Terry.
Hi, he's wearing a tracksuit and slippers.
Right, I need a spatula, a car battery and a bottle opener.
What's the bottle opener for?
Oh, and a beer.
Please say you can save him.
Gonna be touch and go.
Oh my God, no!
Yeah, just so you know, I don't work on a no-win, no-fin basis.
What do you mean?
I mean, if he snuffs it, I still get my dough, yeah?
I always hang around. Why? Just take my order and go.
What is the matter with you?
Look, he hasn't even written it down.
You're being weird.
Imogen, this year has been
careful
the greatest...
for the lady.
Oh, would you care to sod off? I'm trying to be romantic.
Tony?
All day I've been trying to do this.
What?
Right, Imogen, I can't believe that we've been together a year. You make me so happy. The only way I could be happier is if you would do the honour of being my wife or you marry me.
Yes.
Right, good, that's done.
Do you need the ring?
It was in the bag, mate.
May I suggest a rose for the lady?
All right, one rose.
€20.
€20? Oh, thank you.
Is this why you've been stressing?
Yes, I've been dying to ask you all day to marry me, and then it would have looked bad at the protest, and then the ring got stolen. I'll get a new ring.
Oh, don't worry. The effort you've gone to is really sweet.
I can't wait for you to be my wife.
And maybe we could honeymoon in the slums of Rwanda.
Right, pass me the spatula.
Sorry, are you saving my dragon or making an omelette?
Spatula.
Is he going to be okay?
Right, someone get me some tissue.
Okay, don't die on us, Ken.
Shut up. Trying to concentrate here.
Oh, Alice, is there someone in there? I can hear two people. Why is Alice dying, aren't you?
Bearded dragon.
Where's Sarah?
There's no time.
Come on, Kenneth.
This could get messy.
Is he going to be okay?
I can't find any tissue.
How can you not find tissue? Your entire bedroom floor's covered in it.
Well, if Stefan and Sarah weren't humping in the bathroom, I'd have been quicker.
I'm not humping anyone.
Then who's that in the bathroom?
Oh, right, now, this is not what it may look like.
Dad!
He was helping me find an,
purse, her purse.
Yes, my purse.
Gone.
Nigel, man, we're meant to be boys.
Dad, how could you?
Look, let's not tell your mum, yeah?
I don't give a toss about mum. I was in with Sarah.
No, you weren't.
I'm telling mum.
Tell me what?
Hey?
Nigel, I've got a spin class first thing in the morning.
I know, I've been trying to tell them you've got a class in
the
morning.
Where have you been?
I've been here trying, please.
Come on, let's go home.
Pleading with them. Yeah, keep the noise down.
Rachel.
And your dreaded bagged
wagon. Oh, here we go.
What's happening?
Ooh, that's it, easy does it. Come on. Push. Push. Yeah, that's it.
Whoa. Go. Where was that?
It's a ring.
Gideon, no. This is too soon.
What is?
You've only been together a few weeks.
Sorry.
And you're lovely.
You think this is how I would propose?
What?
Get my dragon to curl out a ring?
Mm-hmm.
How would I train him to do that?
You'd be surprised. I'll see one eat an ostrich.
Told you.
Oh, Kenneth, you gave me such a fright.
Whose ring is it then?
Dad must have left it on the side.
It's Tony's.
Yeah, he was going to propose this weekend.
Rotterdam.
See, Rebecca, there's some worse ways to propose. Wait, how do you know he went to Rotterdam?
I booked his hotel.
So, who's going to be paying me then?
It's his lizard.
You brought him out.
Well, someone needs to cough up.
Okay. What's the damage?
Faulty notes.
Very reasonable. You're a gentleman.
I'm a what?
A gentleman?
Yeah, fair enough. I don't think so.
Oh, gosh, it's my dad. Hello?
She said yes!
Oh, amazing, you proposed.
I did.
Well, how did you do that without a ring?
Hey, how did you know I had the ring stolen?
Stolen? You left it on the side.
Did I? Oh, where was it?
You don't want to know.
You've been listening to Unite, written by Barry Castagnola, Elliot Steele and Mark Steele, with additional material by the cast and Sian Harris. It featured Mark Steele, Claire Skinner, Elliot Steele, Ivo Graham, Aisha Antoine, Simon Greenall, Susanna Fielding, Kevin Eldon, Kay Curd, Michael Adewale, Ruth Bratt, Ina McCabe and Nazos Manilow. Produced and directed by Barry Castagnola. It's a Golden Path production for BBC Radio 4.